the only lady I could ever match bonds with. On some adamant bond shit, I love us plutonic, but I just can't put my foot on it. My one and my only, we not only lovers but homies. Whenever I'm lonely, right on time she arrives. She know the business with some minutes. I bet me that kitty a lot. Oh no, I'm kidding, but I really be in it. And we don't plan on having kitties, but I really be skinning, really be raw. They say sex is the weapon, love is really a war. And sometimes I feel threatened, cause she really know all my weaknesses. Sometimes we fight, won't speak and shit, but we both know what the sequence is. It's like a never-ending cycle, something like a menstrual. The day you put your menopause, I pull the instrumentals. That design, she got me in the mental. Me and you until the end of time, till we no longer existential.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the 100th episode of This Is Recorded podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This is a solo episode because I had so many ideas and I didn't want to know what I wanted to do. I felt like I want to come on and talk to the people. I want to come on and thank everybody for listening for 100th episode. Possibly you listened to the first one, Kevin Hart. I think it was September 27th of 2000. Let me do my math. 2018. If my math is off, please forgive me. But nobody's perfect. The recorded family. Everybody is family. Nobody is on no fan shit or nothing like that. Like, everybody is family. And family is the people that are there for you, the people that support you when nobody else does, the people that love you. Because sometimes family could be harsh, as we know. Family could be the ones that hurt you the most, you know, because you expect something just because you were born into something. You expect things from people. But sometimes it don't pan out to how, you know, you think it should. But we're going to have a good time today. We're going to talk about the journey a little bit. We're going to, you know, thank all the guests that came on. And we're just going to talk about This Is Recorded podcast. Thank you for listening. When I started this journey with this podcast, I wanted to, I just wanted to create my own vibe. Like, I love talking to people. Anybody that was told in life, you talk too much, please start a podcast. But also, I would warn you, you should have something to say. Because a podcast with nothing to say except for what everybody else is talking about is bullshit. I'm sorry. And it's very hard, extremely hard, to do a podcast on your own with no back end and stuff like that. But shout out to the people like Horrible Decisions and I'm sure it's others that I'm forgetting. I can't think right now. When I'm recording, I always go blank. But it's something to say for people to just start something from scratch that didn't have no previous following, that just went ahead and did something. And it's something great. Like, podcasts are informative. They make you laugh. They make you cry. They make you learn. They're like everything. And for me, I just wanted to have something positive out there in the universe that hopefully make you laugh, make you learn. And just something good for your spirit, good for your soul. When you listen to it, like, it brings you to a calm place. I wanted to have people come on and give, like, a story of their life, you know, from the beginning, middle, and end. And I had to find ways to make it interesting and cool and switch it and flip it. And that's the beauty of doing something for so long and figuring it out and staying with it. Because in the beginning, you know, I learned that, you know, it's hard to keep going. It's hard to come up with ideas. You got a million and one things to say throughout the day, but when you got to do it on your own, it's kind of hard to come up with these ideas and say these things. But I just wanted to have people on that I know their story a little bit, but I wanted them to share their story with other people to let people know that you're not alone out there in the world. It's people that go through the same things you go through and affected by the same things you're affected by, you know, like that we're all human here, you know, and it's just a great story when you have people on. Like, I had a friend came over, man, today. Shout out to Leia, TJ, my boy Prince, man. It was a welcome and surprise. Shout out to Sean, the whole family, Long Island, what up? It was just like a beautiful vibe of like, just like, damn, it's nothing better than like, damn, Rez, you know a lot of people or some shit like that. It's just that, you know, I know everybody from the sound of my voice has an interesting story. Everybody has something that they want to do in life that they might be scared to do. Leia, that project, we on you. You going to make that happen. We going to come on this recorded podcast to talk about it. But it's just something about, you know, everybody needs some motivation. They need some laughter. They need everything. And they just need something to listen to, maybe that encouragement. And that's what I wanted this podcast to do. Like, I never been that. I love music. I got an ear for music, but I couldn't rap or do anything like that. I'm going to get my DJ skills on one of these days. But I just knew I wanted to do something. When I heard a podcast, I had this idea. I did it a long time ago with a couple of guys, and it got weird. It didn't pan out, but my brain was always clicking. It was always working. My first thought was like my own first take. You know, the copycat thing. And you go through that in life. Like, you want to do what you see. But after a while, you got to figure out, you find what you love and what you want to do. And it's hard. But if you want it bad enough, you'll make it work. Like, for me, there's nobody talking about to other people, local people or people they know about life and stuff like that. I had to do it on my own. I had to try it. You know, most podcasts is about what's going on, like, in the world. And you have celebrity people talking about that. I know that I had to take the hard route. Now, you know, living in Atlanta, of course, I could go snooping around and try to find the bullshit. But I know I had to take the harder route to figure it out and to bring some interesting content. And just like with anything, it's a lot of ups and downs. You know, I had that, you know, like, maybe I should be more harsh and real on the podcast. And that didn't feel good. So I had to switch that. Then it was like, maybe I need to be more like journalistic on the podcast with people, and that didn't feel good, so I didn't do that. So then I just kind of found a groove, and I can't even really explain what the groove is. It's just that I found my own groove, I found my own lane, I found the shortening up the podcast, make stuff cool. I found a lot of different things that I had to learn, but the number one thing I've learned is consistency and discipline, and that's something I seek daily, and that's something that everybody should seek daily, is that, you know, the consistency is that if you do it and do it and do it, you're going to get better. That's the Master P formula, the Nipsey Hussle formula. A lot of people that I look up to, you know, the Issa Rae is like at the top of my list of just like her idea of like, I'm just going to do it with what I got. And I encourage everybody to do what you got. If you're a photographer, want to be a photographer, start out with your phone. Grow. The phone is one of the most powerful tools, and everybody got a smartphone that could get one for a pretty cheap price. But whatever it is, you're going to find a way to do it. And that discipline and consistency is very hard when nobody is encouraging you. Nobody gets real podcast stuff. Nobody I really know listens to podcasts hard like that. They watch stuff on YouTube and things like that, but nobody listens to podcasts hard. So it was like, this is something I want. I'm going to figure it out. It makes me feel good to do it. I love to talk to people. I love to encourage people. I love hearing people's story. So that was one thing. Like, so from, I mean, this is a 3-year and 100-episode podcast, but I could have got these 100 episodes quicker if I was consistent, but I was not consistent early on. I would do it, wait a couple weeks, get discouraged, don't do it. So in September, if you look back at my dates, is when of 2020 is when I really went hard on making an episode a week. I guess that was when I knew I was reaching my 3-year anniversary, that I was like, something's got to change. I got to do it differently. And still, I mean, to be transparent, my listens be like 25 listens, something like that in a week, something low, unless I have certain people on. But the thing I knew is that also marketing is a big thing. And now that I'm in school, I can't do as much, but when I get out, I plan on, man, different marketing things to bring attention to the podcast and social media promotions. You could start those for like a couple dollars a day. Like, you could do $20 for 6 days or whatever. You can really figure it out and you can make a way. So I just knew that, like, hey, I had to be honest with myself. And I think that a lot of people are going to go to their grave, unfortunately, not being honest with themselves. And that could be one of the worst mistakes, because, you know, you could be wrong about something and you cannot apologize for it. And that'll be really sad. You know, like, somebody's going to really leave this earth not apologizing for something that they wish they would have said. And that would be so trash. You know, that would be just like phony to, like, damn, like, I can't believe I did that. And nobody wants that. So I had to be honest with myself, like, Reg, you're not consistent. And, you know, you're trying to do it like this and do it like that. Just be yourself, be honest, and just grow. But number one, be consistent and have that discipline that every Wednesday you could count on This Is Recorded podcast to drop, sometimes late at night on Tuesdays, but I promote it around 11 o'clock if you've been paying attention on Wednesdays. So that consistency and discipline, and also just having cool and entertaining guests. My first person on this podcast, my wife, man, my queen, thank you to her for coming on and trying something new with me that she had no idea, but we talk and have conversations, so it was pretty easy for her to come on and have a conversation about anything. And the first episode was about Kevin Hart and, like, cheating, and are you always a cheater? I just wanted to have, like, different conversations, and, you know, it was good, but it was also, like, kind of corny. Like, if you name stuff Kevin Hart to get a hold, because, I mean, that shit got, like, 5,000 listens and stuff like that, and 6ix9ine. But I was trying stuff to just bring more listens and attention, but it wasn't because of me. It was because of somebody else, so that didn't feel good. So I also had to learn, like, it has to make sense why you saying it. And it did make sense why I was saying it, but it didn't feel good to, like, try it that way. So that was a learning curve. And it's just like, when you're doing anything, you just get better over time. So, but discipline and consistency is some of the hardest things to obtain, but it's one of the greatest tools you can ever obtain in your life. You know, it's just like staying disciplined and having that consistency. My boy G Merrick, man, we always motivating each other, man. Sean, he has been on, actually, man. I've been doing this for 3 years. Sean and TJ, man, Leia, everybody, Tasha, man, the whole Stark family, Shay, you know, everybody, you know, that came on. I had to get her on because she's gonna try to kill me. But it's just everybody that's came on, man. Chef Ken recently, Make It Classy, Pooh with hers, catering company, Taste of Essence, man, people from Cam Kirk Studios, Imani, Max Berries, man, my boy Marley, my boy Ari. Working with Lil Yachty, man. It's so beautiful to see people glow up as well, like, as they, you know, been on. And me to have that foresight early, like, hey, maybe you should bring this person on. They're going to be something big. Get to them first, man. That's part of being a visionary. And I think all of us have that visionary in us. You just got to find it. And you just got to love your life, man. I always give this analogy, and it's so funny when they say God has a sense of humor, because I always give an analogy of, it's probably somebody that inherited a house from family and is paid for. All they got to do is pay for the electricity, taxes, water, whatever. And they probably just work at McDonald's and they probably fish every day. And that's enough for them in life. And everybody has to figure out what that enough in life is for you. You know, that person can go to McDonald's for a couple of hours. All his bills is paid and he just fishes and does the simple things. And he just stacks his money for things he like to do. He wants a new fishing rod or new poles or anything. But what is that simple life for you? What is that simple life that you want? That it's not the American dream. It's not the ideal dream of everybody else, but it's what you really want. You have to find that out because it's in you. You know, like, people's trying to get it out, but it's in. So you have to figure out the way to get that out. You got to figure out the way to be great, because you are great. Nobody told you. You have to know that I can do this, and it's going to take time, and it's going to take patience, and it's going to take consistency, but I love it enough to do it. What would you do for free? School doesn't define you. School can be a great and helpful tool, but school doesn't define you. You define you. And a lot of people have to figure out what it is that helps them define them. And self-love is number one. Consistency is number two. And just self-love again is number three. Is that you just really have to love yourself and work hard and be ready to endure everything that comes with being an entrepreneur. Because it's a very, very hard task to become an entrepreneur. But if you really want something hard enough, you'll do it and you'll be it, you know. And everybody just, you know, you got to just stay positive, you know. Like, it's so hard, man. Therapy, if you need a therapist. And therapy was, therapy is, means healing. So it's not necessarily going to a therapist. Therapy means healing. So you just have to try to find a way to heal yourself, to love yourself, and to figure it out, you know, as you go. You know, it's really hard, and you can get discouraged. I took a social media cleanse this weekend. I'm recording this on Sunday right now. And I averaged 1 minute on Instagram because I got that August 4th photography, graduation pictures. I really want to work with brands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Please holler at your boy. But I just really was like, hey, let me see how I feel if I just kind of, because there's been a lot of like police shootings and stuff going on. Rest in peace to everybody who lost their life or family has been impacted. And I just didn't want that in my brain. I didn't want that in my psyche. So like, as much as the funny and entertaining and cool stuff I see triple the negative. So when I seen that, my spirit felt shaken, and I was like, nah, I want to get off of this. I'm not really feeling this right now. So I did, and it just felt good, man. I played chess. I learned how to play chess, so I've been averaging a lot of time on chess. I'm about to get beat up by my wife. I also, hold on, let me go grab it on the visual part. Also got the tech decks. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning how to do different tricks. Let me see if I get embarrassed. Oh, Ollie boy, I got the tech decks. So, you know, I've been playing with that. I've been just doing anything to bring me joy, you know. Even with my health, I want to, you know, I battle with like high blood pressure, cholesterol. So I want to get that in check. So I'll say, what can I do differently? I play sports. I go outside and play with my nephews. I'm bonding and stuff like that while playing. So it's just like, this is amazing, you know, this is like a really cool thing, and it makes me feel good, man. And you just got to do everything that makes you feel happy, and you got to know your triggers will make you feel good, will make you feel bad. And social media, sometimes when you just see too much negative shit, it just kind of like throws you off, and it just makes you feel like, ugh, like, and makes you want to feed into it. And also the comparison is the thief of joy. When I look at different podcasters or photographers, like, why are they getting this? Why are they getting that? And I didn't. It's like, I mean, because you focus on the wrong thing. You're not focusing on getting better. You focus on what X, Y, and Z is doing. And you just got to focus on you. And like, recently, the past 30 days, month and a half, I've got so much photography business out of just like not really paying attention to the money and just paying attention to the art and really working. I think I'm falling in love. I think that's why jobs get us fucked up, because entrepreneurs, they love the next challenge. They start that new business. It might fail or it does well, but they love a new challenge. And with a job, doing that same job for 40 years, respect to the people that do it, it's no challenge. So you get tired of it. That's why a lot of people love to do other things and be entrepreneurs and just feel and do something just better, you know. So what it is what I want to say to everybody is today, figure out what it is that you want to do in life. Figure out what you will do for free. Figure out maybe what can help somebody. I was told that you have to find the problem. To any great business is find a problem, and that will bring business. So if it's no massage places, if it's no like art studios, if there's no like content spaces is big right now, if there's no recording studios, if there's no weird idea that you have, go figure it out and find a way. Because don't fall into the trap of what society deems a success. What does this person listening to this deem success? What does Duke deem success? What does Shay deem success? What does anybody listening deem success? Figure out what that success is. figure out where your life wants to go. Figure out what makes you happy, because the little trick, you don't need a lot of money to do it. The trick is like keeping your expenses low so that you can move on when something is not the greatest. You know, you like, if you don't have a house and this and that or kids or whatever, and you just stack your money and you bringing in more than you putting out, you can keep your expenses very, very low. So once you figure that out, you got a lot of it figured out, and you can live this happy life, you know, just without no expectations of this and that or whatever. You just live a life of you and whatever that is, whatever you love to do. And let me tell you something, things are cool. Everybody likes something they like. They like Apple products, they like Jordans, whatever, but we can't take none of this with us when it's gone, when we're gone. The Egyptians tried it, they stole all of it. We can't take none of this with us. So for me, I like to create memories, you know. I like to create good times and laughter, you know. I like to create love with family, and for that I'll live forever. I felt like I've already lived forever because my life has gone past any expectations that I ever had. I mean, it's amazing. I'm so blessed. I look around daily and I figure out, like, man, I'm so blessed. I meditate every morning. For this time, I was sleepy, man, and I meditated a couple hour or so before I recorded this podcast. But maybe for a month or two now, vacations, anything, I still meditate. I wake up every morning, meditate for 5 minutes, then I pray afterwards, and I thank God. And God is, anything you believe is God. God could be you, God could be a woman, God could be the earth, the trees, anything. You know, that's up to your opinion and your transgression. But, man, I pray, you know, to the Most High, and I'm thankful for each day and everything. And I just live life simplistically, you know, just knowing that I'm happy with me. I'm happy with love. I'm happy with, man, everything that I've got. And I'm happy that everybody is listening to this podcast and supporting me. This is recorded, man. It's just like, it's amazing. I would love your feedback. I would love you for you to tell a friend about this podcast. We're only going to get bigger. We're going to get better. We're going to inspire more. We're going to have more laughs, more love, more everything. I'm so thankful. Let me show y'all. It's only two of these. Tell me how you like these, man. This is that official This Is Recorded t-shirt. I need to get a better view. Hold up. It looks better. I need better lighting. But the This Is Recorded t-shirt is going to be available real soon. And just everything, man. Just loving life, living life, and just being happy is it, man. And so today, go dance, man. The song that I played in the beginning of this episode, it won't be on YouTube, but the song I played in the beginning of this episode was Joey Badass, Right On Time. It's not on any streaming platforms except for SoundCloud. I guess people just got different versions, but that song brings me so much joy, so happy. I remember listening to it on a little Android phone I had when I lived in apartments. I was broke as shit, but that song was just so beautiful, and it made me feel so happy and so loved. And you have to dance. I bought this little ONN, is this new Walmart brand that sells electronics. It's a speaker, and it's just, man, just do whatever today that makes you happy. Just love, laugh, live, man. Hug somebody, tell somebody you love them, face those tough decisions and hard decisions head on, have that conversation with somebody to reach a solution, not an argument. And just, man, thank you. I truly thank everybody for listening, for all this time, for all these years, man. And it's just going to be, man, the sound has got better. The people have got better. Just things have changed. And I just, man, I just wanted this thing to work, and I just wanted to keep going. And for me, I just know, like, just keep going, Rez. Like, even if you got to do it by yourself, that consistency and discipline, it will show how bad you want it. And I really want this, not for me, but for everybody else in the Recorded family, to just live your dreams, to love, to love, to love, to love, the self-love, and Let's just make this thing get bigger and better. Please tell somebody about this podcast. Please repost this episode. Please love everybody from time to time. Not from time to time, all the time. And just, you know, tell somebody they look nice today, a stranger. Go dance with somebody, smile at somebody. Everybody just understand that life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And just know that this is recorded. Thank you for listening.